Right now, it is time for Appraise This. That's right, the Frickin' Frack of Nick and Nack, Tim Luke and Greg Strom, the appraisal guys. You'll find them on the web, tqag.com, and you'll find them right here on a Tuesday morning on Robinhood Radio. But methinks we only have Greg this morning. Good morning, Greg.
Good morning. Tim is trying to get on. Well, just keep trying, I guess.
Well, that's exactly what we'll do. I'll just keep trying. I mean, you can't do any more than that. All right. So, where do we want to start off with here today?
Well, let's start with last week. Actually, we were talking about upcoming sale that was going to happen at Julian's, and it was some of the stuff. There was some baseball stuff that really. Really hit a home run, as it were. We had the coaching uniform for Babe Ruth that was estimated at $200,000 to $400,000, and it actually sold for $187,500. So it was a little under the estimate, but for a baseball uniform. It's still a record. So the other thing that was really interesting was, if you remember, I talked about Lou Gehrig's one of his contracts. It was estimated to sell at $80,000 to $100,000, and it really exceeded the estimate. It sold it for $131,250. Now that also I think included the buyer's premium. So and I think that's probably also a record. I wasn't able to find out for sure, but I don't ever remember a contract for any of these no pun intended major league baseball stars has ever sold so much. The other thing that was really cool was a 1960 Mickey Mantle jersey, estimated, and it was game used. It was from the World Series, and it was estimated at $60,000 to $80,000, and it blew past that at $121,000. So these icons, there's a handful of them that we've talked about in the past that just keep performing. So there were some other things, signed baseballs they always do pretty well, and stuff like that. But I think the uniforms are the things, and the ephemera that a lot of times comes up, that you know that it's just one of a kind, which is the perfect collectible. When they come up and they perform well, it's always exciting to see. And who knows when they'll come up again, or what they will perform at in the future. So Tim, I think Tim is trying to get on again.
I think he might be there now. Are you there, Tim?
Yes.
He is.
You heard the squeaking door.
I was just getting set to go to the to my other phone and dial you on the regular phone.
Yeah, it just popped up on my phone. I was like, oh, here, join. So I was like, oh, here's how I do this. Oh, and I shut the camera off so you didn't have to see me walking around.
That's all right. All right. So you just gave us the yin and yang, Greg, of sports memorabilia, with the Ruth down a little bit and the other one up a little bit.
Yeah. Well, you know, there are no hard and fast rules for how this stuff performs, and it's very possible that it could have been just slightly overestimated, because it is a Babe Ruth.
Significant.
Yeah, it's still significant, even though it did not get to the minimum. But let's face it, that's still pretty good. I think I'd be happy if I were the consignor.
I wish right now that I had a piece of clothing that Mariano Rivera wore out on the mound, because as the first person inducted into the Baseball Hall of Fame unanimously, anybody that has original Mariano Rivera sports equipment in their possession, they have set up their heirs for life, because it's going to be worth a ton of money.
Well, there you go. You've just thrown the gauntlet down for the listeners. If anybody has any of this stuff, give us a call.
They've got to hold on. They've got to hold on to it, because he's still got. But still, the first player ever unanimous. You know, that's the funny thing about sports. I think, and Tim and Greg, you always say this all the time. The backstory is what's most important with all these things.
Sure.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, and sometimes we know the backstory, and sometimes the consigner wants to remain anonymous. So as long as the provenance can be proven, that's one of the most important things, and it doesn't have to be revealed who actually the owner was.
No, but you have to provide the context of why it's important, and what are the value? You know, what are the physical characteristics and the economic characteristics of the item, and that provides the context, which is great. Yeah, very cool.
Go on.
Well, I just have a little news, is that I was this weekend in Kansas City, and I was telling you, you know, we as appraisers are governed by or choose to be governed by the Appraisal Foundation and the Appraisal Standards Board. And I wanted to give you a little background. The Appraisal Foundation is the nation's foremost authority on the valuation profession, and it's an organization that sets the congressionally authorized standards for qualifications and standards for real estate, personal property, and business appraisers. And the Appraisal Standards Board is responsible for writing, amending, and interpreting the Uniform Standards of Professional Appraisal Practice, or USPAP, and that's what we've called, that's what we've talked a lot about. Well, this last weekend, I threw my hat in the ring to be considered for a place on the Appraisal Standards Board, and went through the meetings, sat through the meetings, and a vigorous, let's say, interview process where the transparency is there in a lot of their meetings. The public is, you know, and they put it out there for public exposure and the public schedule. So they travel the country and go to different areas to hold meetings, so that if you're an appraiser or a user of appraisal services, you can go to these meetings and you can also add your two cents, basically, is what it is. So it was interesting for me to see that whole process, but even the interviews for the board position is public. Now, I wasn't allowed to be in the room. I was one of the last ones. I was second from the last to go in. But when you go in, you have people around a table. You're sitting at the head of the table, and you're facing out, and you have the whole audience out there. So it was a little intimidating, but I love that kind of stuff. I was like, okay, bring it on. I can do this. A little nervous, but fun. And I didn't realize this going in. I just thought, oh, okay, well, they'll put you on the board for a year, and then you know, you go from there. No, it's either 1, 2, or 3-year terms, and first-time applicants are usually given 1 year, and you're on a probation period and all that, and then you have to go back and interview again. But once you're on the board, if you're doing well, you get back on the board. Well, when they called out my name, they said, Tim Luke, I'm for the Appraisal Standards Board, and it's a 3-year term. So I was like, wow, that's pretty, you know, I guess I made an impression.
Now, are you going to hope it's a term and not a sentence?
Right. Well, that's the hope. But
congratulations.
You know, my feelings exactly.
However, I saw the pictures, and the pictures, I was going to bring that up, the pictures of you getting that award. So congratulations.
Yes, thank you. Thank you. And I did get to meet the chair of the committee or of the board, and also another member of the board who they were really wonderful. This whole time, they were great. They were really great people. And there's only 5 of us. I think I'll be the 6th person. So there's 6 people on the board. So it's not like this, you know, large group of people, you know, like 20 people on a board, and it's, you know, can get a little out of hand. It's a small knit group, and I'm looking forward to it. The entire time that I was there, I felt it like I was at a Montessori school, or, you know, because everybody, I was like, oh my gosh, I don't have to explain this concept. You get this. I love this. Oh my gosh, this is great. So it was like a place for higher learning. And that's what I'm looking forward to, is that everybody approaches it that way, that everybody is dedicated professionals within the industry to advance the valuation profession. And that's the mission. And that seems to be everybody's embracing that mission. And I'm looking forward to that.
Here's a layperson question. When you do work for the board, do you get reimbursed? Do you get covered with expenses or?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, we do. All right. And that's great. You know, it's primarily, it's a lot volunteer, but you do get compensated for that. And that's, you know, that's standard. I mean, for like, if you're a magistrate or, you know, anything like that. So, and it is a nonprofit. So, the Appraisal Foundation is a nonprofit, but it's an organization that is not made up of individual members, but it's made up of different organizations. So like I was there and the appraisal subcommittee is a member, and they were there, and they are governed. They look over all of the real estate transactions and real estate standards and licensing, and they monitor. They keep the registry for all the state certified real estate appraisers. And then there's other government agencies. There's the land trust, and then there's the appraisal of agriculture and land organization. And so you have the heads of those organizations there, the American Association of Appraisers, that they're in New York, personal property, the executive director was there. So it's not like it's thousands of people that are there, but it was a good group of people that represent hundreds and possibly thousands from their organizations. Mm-hmm. So that's what was interesting. So I'm looking forward to it. My first board meeting is December 2nd, I think, coming up. I won't be officially on the board until January. But they said, well, don't be surprised if you're, you know, asked to be on a conference call. And I said, well, I would expect that. Absolutely. You know, I'm looking forward to it. And like you said, I hope that I have a feeling it's not going to be a sentence. I think it's going to be a really great experience. The vice chair is also a personal property appraiser, Patty Atwood. And I've heard a lot about her, and she's done a lot on the board. So I'm really looking forward to meet her and to work with her, because she does personal property, but she has also learned a lot about real estate and mass appraisals and business appraisals. And I got a very nice email from her also saying, hey, if you need any help, I'm more than happy to help, you know, kind of be your guide on these other areas and that I've had to learn. And I said, absolutely, you know, anything you can help me with, because I'm excited. It's the next challenge. It's something a little different, and you know, and great exposure around the country. And even just this weekend in Kansas City, I met so many great people and appraisers in various different parts of the country and in various professions. So interesting. And I had two people that run real estate schools that came up to me and said, could you come and speak to at my school? And I said, well, sure, but I do personal property. They said, exactly. You explained USPAP so eloquently and easy to understand. It made it just so nice. If you could just come and explain that part, that would be great. And a little bit about insight on personal property. I said, sure. No, so for a fee, I'd love to.
That's right.
I'm looking forward to it. And wonderful weekend. It was a whirlwind. One of my friends who's on the board of trustees there, she said to me, she said, Tim, you really made an impression, as I am wont to. But she said they never saw you coming. They had no idea what they were in for. And she said, you were just right on and really made an impression. So I'm really happy about that.
Well, congratulations. All right.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
Guys, we'll speak to you next week.
Yes,
sounds good.
I'll be seeing you in just a couple of weeks.
That's exactly right. Well, a little more than a couple, but it's close. A December child. Okay.
Yes, and at that point in time, we'll make an announcement. We'll make an official announcement.
All right. Take care, guys.
Have a good week.
All right, bye. Tim Luke and Greg Schramm, the appraisal guys, the Frickin' Frack of Nick and Knack, TQAG.com on the web.